Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski is considering appointing an opioid czar, who would be the point person as the county grapples with the second highest rate of fatal opioid overdoses in Maryland. In the first of two reports, WIPR's John Lee tells us that this move comes as the county is being criticized for not doing enough to address a problem that Olszewski says is ravaging parts of the county.
A few weeks ago, U.S. Senator Ben Cardin was telling Baltimore County Council members about how federal money flows to local opioid programs that are showing results. And he said this.
The Baltimore County, don't take this personally, is not known for a specific strategy to deal with the opioid crisis.
That mumbling you hear there are council members agreeing with Cardin.
Then that's on us to get this word out, because our staff are working their tails off.
That's Della Leister, the county's deputy health officer. Leister says the county has a multi-pronged program called REACH, which stands for Recovery, Education, Assessment, Collaboration, and Help. A key component is staffers who'll meet any time with clients and families to help them.
We get calls from families all the time looking for help. Recently lost somebody and they have another child that might have an addiction and they don't want to lose them. It's a very hard cause to take.
And here are the most recent numbers. During the first 9 months of last year, 267 people died in Baltimore County due to opioids, up from 239 during the same months in 2017. That puts Baltimore County second in the state, behind Baltimore City. Baltimore County Councilman David Marks says there are people who don't want you to know that.
There are some people who complain about an impact on communities, on property values, that sort of thing. My response to that is that if you go to Harford County, it's a very fast-growing jurisdiction. It certainly has not impacted the desirability or attractiveness of that county.
Marks cites Harford because he says the county is making the opioids issue more front and center, posting signs with a running tally of how many people have died from an opioid overdose. Baltimore County officials say they're working on the same thing, and County Executive Johnny Olszewski says he supports it. State Senator Clarence Lamb represents portions of Baltimore and Howard counties and is one of three doctors in the Maryland legislature. He says Baltimore County officials have been in denial about the depths of the opioid crisis, buying into the narrative that it is a Baltimore City problem.
That the crisis that we're seeing when it comes to opioid addiction doesn't end because of an artificial border at the city-county line.
The driver behind these fatalities is fentanyl. It's a synthetic opioid that, according to the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, is 80 to 100 times stronger than morphine. Fentanyl is manufactured legally for pain relief, so prescriptions are being abused. It's being made illegally as well, and it is highly addictive. Meanwhile, Olszewski's transition team is drawing up recommendations for how to strengthen the county's battle against opioid addiction. He says the team's final report is expected to propose, among other things, a point person to lead the county's battle against opioid addiction. Olszewski says he sees this opioid czar working with the health department, the police, and the schools.
Really coordinating those resources, bringing together best practices, and making sure that we are staying laser focused on this, because it is a big issue that's ravaging many of our neighborhoods.
That report is due later this month. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.
Tomorrow, we hear more about what Baltimore County is and is not providing for those who need help with opioid addiction. Also, we'll hear how a Baltimore County family is remembering the loss of a loved one to opioids by trying to help others before it's too late.